welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. The Palestinian issue remains a key area of concern. We'll keep you updated with the latest there in terms of news coming directly out of Gaza, directly out of Palestine, and also the latest in terms of analysis and what's happening around the world. Now, many welcome President Ramaphosa's statement yesterday. There will be critics, and there will be those who would say that, it's just words. There are those who feel that words also do matter under the current circumstances, although we should always be vigilant and we should always be critical of government's position. He spoke yesterday in his capacity as President of the Republic, not as President of the ANC. I think he caught many Palestinian activists and many people who have Palestine at heart by surprise in terms of the extent that he went in highlighting the plight of the Palestinian people and criticizing what is happening to them. Did he go the full distance? No, he didn't. But considering the current political dynamics, one could ask the question of how realistic is it to expect him to go the full distance. Yes, we know that government, the ANC, at times they say things with regards to the Palestinian issue, but then they fall short in terms of following up on action. But that's how politics works. I'm not saying we must be happy with that. I'm not saying we must accept that. I'm not saying we must be satisfied with that. You've got to continue to be critical and continue to raise the issues. But where there is some sort of an achievement or some sort of an improvement, then I think we have to acknowledge that. So the sentiment I picked up and the impression I got, from the different chat groups, etc., where these discussions were taking place yesterday after the president released his newsletter, was that in the main it was a good one. And in the main it was something that we needed to appreciate, all things considered, if you can put that as a rider. But look, whatever this president says or that president says, the plight of the Palestinians has not changed significantly in a very long while, and that remains the core issue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy. I said this yesterday, and I say it again. We have to do whatever we can do politically in terms of media awareness, in terms of activism, in terms of campaigning. But we also have to play our part in terms of ensuring that we secure the assistance and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and improving our own level of obedience and compliance to the teachings of Allah and the instructions of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah will lend and will play a part in ensuring that the assistance and the mercy and the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descend upon all of us. The Palestinians in many ways are defending Aqsa and Quds on behalf of the entire Ummah. So we owe it to them to become better Muslims so that they get the help and the assistance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we too as well.